KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. So glad you took some time to be with us for today's show. With me today in the studio are Mr. Jordan Thomas, Ms. Caitlin Jennings, and Ms. Abigail Bergevin. Welcome, everybody, and thanks for being here today. So these two female athletes and many of their fellow athletes are not just full-time students and athletes who train and compete 30-plus hours a week. They're also people who give of their time to serve others, and they're examples of the great Fresno State student athletes who do just that. We're going to talk to them about their crazy schedules and how they fit in time for others and give you some reasons to love Fresno State athletes, not just because of the way that they compete, but because of the great people that they are. So, Jordan, I want to start with you. Maybe you can tell us a little about yourself and what your role in Fresno State athletics is.
Sure. My role in Fresno State Athletics, I'm an academic advisor for men's basketball, women's softball, and women's volleyball. And also part of my responsibilities is working as a life skills coordinator, so helping coordinate community service and professional development opportunities, things like that.
How long have you been here at campus?
I've been here since August, so I'm fresh.
New. All right.
Very fresh.
Well, welcome. Little bit of a late welcome, but welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Now, as an academic advisor, you work with the students one-on-one on a pretty regular basis, helping them to choose classes, be successful in classes, and then life skills coach? Is that the term you use?
I'm a coordinator.
Skills coordinator.
Yes.
And so what does that entail? You mentioned preparing them for different kinds of futures. What kinds of things do you do with them?
We look for opportunities. So I oversee SAC, which is our Student Athlete Advisory Committee. That's kind of their voice between student athletes and the administration. I also look for any opportunities on campus there are to develop them professionally, maybe to help them with that transition, going from a student athlete to not being a student athlete anymore. So whether that be career fairs, job fairs, so anything that goes beyond just them being a student athlete and a student, I would throw under the umbrella of life skills.
Great. Okay. And Caitlin, how about you? A little self-introduction maybe?
So I'm a redshirt sophomore here on campus. I'm a business administration management major, and I've been on SAC for, this is my second year now, so it's really cool.
And you're a softball player?
Mm-hmm.
And what position?
I play left field.
Left field. So where'd you come from originally?
I'm from Rancho Cucamonga, which is like 40 miles east of LA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought you to Fresno State?
Honestly, it's just the fact that the softball team has always been so successful. And I remember on my visit, I literally felt like I was coming home. I just knew right then and there that I had to come here.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about SAC.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about that program.
Well, SAC, basically, it's just a bunch of athletes from each of the teams. And we try to individually talk to our teams, try to, you know, see what we need to work on and what we need to let the administration know about. But mainly it's just trying to coordinate community service stuff, trying to do things for our athletes to make them, you know, a little more appreciative or show our appreciation for them. So we just do a lot of stuff like that.
How many athletes on SAC?
That's a Jordan question.
Yeah? Jordan?
We have about 40 student athletes that serve on a regular basis, about 20.
Is
show
it
up.
Like one representative per team?
We nominate two per team.
Two per team.
Two per team. Yep. Okay. Their coaches nominate them as the leaders of their team and a good voice to represent them.
All right. And Abby, how about you? A little self-introduction?
I'm from Portland, Oregon, born and raised. Oh. I am currently a senior on the Fresno State lacrosse team. Season just started, and I'm a captain of 32 girls, I think it is. Yeah, we're excited for this season. I've been on SAC for, I think it's 4 years now, and I hold a position on the board, which is really cool. I think it's an honor to be on SAC because it's really cool to hear the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on. Because if I wasn't on SAC, I wouldn't even understand or realize how much work goes into the department really giving us opportunities to be successful and giving us everything we need to keep going every day. I think one of my favorite things about it is, so we meet the first Monday of every month, and I enjoy the most is when the assistant athletic director and some other faculty members actually come in and they get to listen to what we have to say, and they also get to bring their ideas and kind of update us on what's going on campus. So that makes me feel like I'm more involved.
So where do you play? Are you a defender? Or are you?
Yes. So I'm a low defender. And growing up in Oregon, lacrosse isn't big either. It's all starting on the East Coast. So kind of having to go through that adversity of we won state 4 years in a row, but our competition wasn't until the last championship game. Mm-hmm. In Fresno, we used to play against Pac-12 teams last year, and now our conference has changed. And there's just three teams as of right now. But we are traveling to USC. We're going to Cal, we're going to Colorado, we're going to all these awesome Pac-12 team schools. So it keeps us competitive. And I think that's also exciting for the younger girls in the community to come out to our games. And we hold clinics. And a lot of the alumni from Fresno State Lacrosse are now high school coaches around the area. So right. I think that's really cool giving back to the community.
Neat. So Abby, what brought you to Fresno State? Was it lacrosse? Was it something else?
Yes, it really was lacrosse. I always knew I wanted to play Division I lacrosse. And the whole recruiting process, Caitlin knows, is one of the most stressful things I had to go through. And I'm so happy that's over with because, you know, you think you're like, oh, God, this is the next 4 years of my life. Like, if I make the wrong decision, what's going to happen? And I think that my family grew up in the Bay Area. So Fresno State is kind of a good central spot because we're only a few hours from the Bay Area. So I have family there. You know, we're kind of close to LA. The beach is right here, too. So I think that I knew I wanted to stay close to home, just a flight away, a few hour drive. But when I visited, I really thought that, you know, I could be successful here. And I really liked the campus. The weather was a big plus because I was tired of playing in the pouring rain. Yeah, but I really do like it here, and I wouldn't take it back at all. I love Fresno State.
Well, we wish we had a little more rain for you, but maybe that'll change here later yeah. in the season. So tell me, one of the things I talked about in the intro was the schedule of a Division I student athlete. And I think most people don't realize how much time the athletics part takes on top of being a full-time yeah. student. Can you talk about your schedule a little bit?
Yeah. So in the fall, we have 8 hours, which is NCAA regulates. You can only have your sticks and be with coaches for a certain amount of hours.
That's so 8 hours. That's
yeah, that's 8 hours. Yeah. That's off season. So we don't have to come back early in the summer, which is super nice. So we just have to be here the first day of school, and then we'll maybe get the first week off and we'll start in lifts and just conditioning. And then the second half of fall, we start 20 hours, and that's when we can start playing with our sticks and have the coaches out there. And they'll be individuals too. So maybe the coach will take three defenders out to work on some type of defensive skill. And then when season starts, you know, you get one day off that's required. And this year, our day off is on Thursday. So we'll play usually two games a week. And this year, we are traveling a ton. So we only have 6 home games. So we will be on the road most of the time. And it's also hard, too, because I'm trying to graduate in 4 years. So wow. I need my units. I'm taking 19 units, I think, in season, which is wow. a really heavy workload. Also, because you're going to be missing class. And most of the time, professors are really understandable about that. And that's when it makes it easier on us because they know that we care and we're trying our best to, you know, do well at all levels of academic and lacrosse. But we all know, Caitlin knows too, like it's season and that's the way it's going to be. Like it's no surprise that we only have one day off because I came here to play lacrosse
yeah.
and I love it. So I just can expect that and there's no complaints from me. But definitely, I'd say second, we kind of prepare that we have, I think it is 11 freshmen this year. And we definitely prepare the girls. We're like, okay, so later on in March and in May, it gets a little more tough because you're with each other every day in the locker room. You're like, there's 30 girls. You're literally like sisters on the team, but it's all worth it in the end. And yeah. Caitlin, do you have anything?
Sisters fight a little bit.
Yeah.
Caitlin, so what's your schedule like? Similar, right? I mean, because it's spring sport, mm-hmm. so fall's a little easier. Mm-hmm. Spring gets tough. So Abby talked about you're limited 8 hours, but mm-hmm. that's as a team,
yeah.
right? My guess is, as Division I athletes, you're having to put more time in than
that. Oh, absolutely.
You're
yeah.
doing stuff on your own.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to have this, we call it our hitting barn. Basically, it's just like a bunch of batting cages, and we have this really cool like automatic feeder machine that throws balls that no one can physically throw. Mm-hmm. So if you can hit those, you're going to be hitting real good in season. But yeah, I see girls in there like just on Snapchat. It's like 1 a.m. and they're in there just getting it in or getting up like way before we actually have to go to weights, which is at 6:45, and they're in there early like lifting and doing all this crazy stuff. Like they're putting in the work,
yeah,
extra work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So during season, because it's a spring sport also, your season's probably a lot like Abby's.
Yeah.
How much time during spring are you working out or playing?
So much time. It's crazy. We play 56 games in like 3 months or something like that. Yeah. So it's so
do
much
the math,
time.
Folks. That's Man. A lot. Yeah.
And like,
games go 2.5-3 hours. You got a long warm up. You got cool down stuff. You got travel time.
There you go. It's so much time, but like we wouldn't change it. But I mean, when you have, we go to Arizona, or we went to Arizona pretty recently. That's just so much traveling, and you have to get to the stadium like 2 hours before the game even starts, which means you have to be up an hour before that to get ready to go. It's a ton of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In terms of how balancing that with school, because you're a full-time student too, and the NC2A puts all kinds of regulations. Mm-hmm. You can't just take any 12 units. You've got to progress towards graduation. In fact, maybe this is a question for Jordan. Jordan, what are those NC2A requirements?
How much time do we have on this show?
Let's give it just a thumbnail,
Thumbnail? Okay, so each student athlete has to pass at least 18 units through a year. I don't want to bore everyone, so I'm
keep it.
So they have to pass 18 units. They have to pass 6 units each semester in order to be eligible to compete. And on top of all this, they have to, once you get to your junior, senior year, you have to meet a certain percentage of progress towards that degree.
So if, you know, listeners saying, oh, well, that's 6 units, that's not full time. They can't do that. I mean, maybe in one semester they can sneak by with only passing 2 classes.
Right.
But in reality, in order to make that progress, they've got to pass a lot more than that. They've got to basically roughly 12 units, right?
Right. If that's a regular instance where they're just meeting that 6 units, that's going to set them behind. Yeah. And we're going to have to load up their summer schedule and their winter intersessions so they can catch up to hit that percentage mark.
Yeah.
On top of that, you also have GPA requirements. They can't have below a 2.0 in order to compete. So yeah, there's all these additional requirements to the university requirements that they have to meet.
So we didn't come here to talk about academics specifically, but I think helping listeners understand the schedule and the time that it takes to be a student athlete, I think most people, again, don't realize it. From the academic standpoint, I think one of the nice things about Fresno State does pretty well when it comes to academic success rates in the different sports, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had pretty good fall semester. I'm not sure. I can't speak to the other sports, but I know with Caitlin and women's softball, they had a very good academic semester last semester. So
when we're getting compared to other Division I universities, our student athletes are performing in the classroom as well as on the field.
Absolutely. We have student athletes. One thing I really like about our student athletes is that they seek the help. At previous institutions I've been at, our Power Five institutions, so bigger schools, you have to kind of hunt for those kids to come see you. But, you know, constantly students are in my office wanting help with some. They're very proactive about their academics.
Yeah.
Caitlin's one of them. She's bugging me with questions all the time, which I love. So that's one thing I really like about our demographic.
I don't have a lot of student athletes in my classes, but the ones that I've had, they're serious students. And they know that if they don't take care of the requirements of the class, either their coaches or their advisors are going to be letting them know about it, and they're going to be on them hard. So I think that's a great thing that you do for our student athletes. And again, student athletes, right? They're not athlete students.
Absolutely.
Although I'm sure it feels that way sometimes. So let's talk about the service piece.
Okay.
I mean, our student athletes are doing a lot of work out there in the community on their own time and as teams and as individuals. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, I have some numbers here from the fall semester. I just started in August, so it's my first semester dealing with it.
Yeah.
But we had over 800 hours of community service combined last semester, which I think is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
We had over 20 different events and organizations that we served through those. And we had almost every one of our teams jumped in at some point to help.
So a lot of times the teams as a whole will go out and be involved in a different project or event, and then other times it's individual students.
Right. A lot of teams are very proactive in just doing things within their team, but sometimes I'll provide some opportunities for everyone to jump in on. And one of those examples was Feed the Need, the canned food drive for the Fresno Fair. We had 9 different teams represented that helped out to help organize the cans, sort through the expired, not expired. And there were boxes full of cans. Oh, I was really surprised. So.
Yeah, because that's one of the days that if you bring a can of food, or I don't remember what the numbers are, you get a free admission to the fair or whatever else. And it goes to Community Food Bank, right? Who then distributes it out to the different programs that help feed those that are hungry all over the Central Valley. And it also benefited the student cupboard right here on campus that helps address food insecurity of some of our students as well, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And what are some other examples? Give me some other ideas of what some of the student athletes are doing out there.
Another couple more examples of what we did was the CASA toy drive. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates.
Yeah.
And these are people that advocate on behalf of foster children in the courts to serve their best interests. And so we put a holiday tree up in our athletics department. We had paper ornaments with gift requests for these kids.
Yeah.
And we had over 30 student athletes provide over 30 gifts for these kids that needed gifts come Christmas time.
So they're going out and purchasing, you know, clothes items, toys, books, whatever else. And CASA is a great organization. And like you say, working with foster youth that are in the court system. And boy, these kids don't have a lot. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And another example?
Another example, we had an event, Team Smile. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
A little bit, yeah, but go ahead and talk about it, please.
Team Smile provides free dental care for those who can't afford dental care, and they set up in South Gym, and they have, I was really surprised, they provide every dental care from removing wisdom teeth to root canals, like
yeah, right there.
All sort of, just right there in that
Hundreds
gym.
Of people come through Hundreds. That over that event, right?
Yeah, it's a huge event. So there's a lot of waiting time when you have a lot of people. So they requested that we have student athletes come and entertain the kids while they're waiting to get their dental care done. So we had over 9 teams volunteer, like say, yeah, we'll stop by and we'll help these kids out and have a good time. So
yeah.
Great thing about our student athletes is they're seeking. They're bothering me about these opportunities. They're itching to get out there and to serve. So it's been great to see.
Caitlin, Abby, were either of you involved in any of those programs that Jordan's talked about?
No, I wasn't personally. But my team, we did go do a lot of volunteer work this semester. We took a weekend to go work at the Marjorie Mason Center, which is for domestic violence. Basically, we just sort of kind of helped them reorganize a lot of things, and it was really nice to be able to help out right there, because you see women who look just like you who are in a very hard situation, and you want to do literally anything you can do to be there for them. So that was really nice to be able to go out there and help them out. And then we also went and served food at the Poverello House, which is, you know, downtown Fresno, and that was really nice to see too. There's a lot of people who, you know, they need food, and it was just really cool to help them out there too.
Is this a regular thing that you do as a team, or that you do as an individual, or is it sort of sporadic? It comes up from time to time because there's an event or whatnot?
Well, our head coach, Coach Garza, is from Fresno, so she's super involved and loves to do as much as she can for community service. So we're constantly doing community service events. Like we did a Women in Sports Clinic Day where we just have a bunch of kids who don't normally get the opportunity to play sports come out, and we just kind of hang out with them, teach them to play our individual sports. So I remember we had, you know, softball was there and women's basketball and volleyball, and just a bunch of people were there just trying to help be, you know, good representatives and good role models for these kids.
About how many kids come out for that event? Do you remember?
Oh, goodness.
Or roughly.
So many. At least.
We're talking hundreds, right?
Hundreds at least. Yeah. It's so cool.
I think that one of the unique things that I'd love for you to both kind of talk about, and it's kind of weird, right? Oh, look at us. We're Fresno State athletes. That's not your attitude going in, but boy, it sure is the kids' attitude, right? They might not even play lacrosse, right, Abby? But they see you in your jersey or in your sweats, and you're a Fresno State student athlete, and it's sort of like, okay, this is somebody special. And it's got to be nice. You know, you've got a really special, unique way of influencing these kids.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with that. I know that Caitlin probably can agree on this, that when I'm going into these events, I want them to get something out of it, but they're making a difference on my life mostly too, because we're spending time out of our day. I mean, we've been traveling, we've been doing whatever else, but when we know we have a community event to go to and we go to it, I'm always like calling my parents, like telling them my experience, like sometimes shedding a tear because I'm like, I mean, we have it set here for us, and I think sometimes we can take it for granted. And when you really like step out of that bubble and you're like, whoa, you know, like these kids are looking up to us and I want to make a difference in their lives. I think it's something super special. Like Caitlin said, my team, we did the Women in Sports as well. And that was super cool to see how excited the kids were, and they got to play with lacrosse, basketball, every sport. Softball was there, and that was super touching. And in the past 4 years, we've also did Make-A-Wish with Macy's.
Yeah.
And that program was awesome. We actually got to go to the Macy's store right here near campus, and we got to send one of the girls, it was her wish to go to Disney World or something, and we got to send her, during treatment, we sent her a lacrosse stick, and she was playing with it in the hospital room, and we saw a video of her, and I'm telling you, every single one of us was like, oh my God, God, this is amazing. Like, it was a super cool experience. We also do Saturday sports too with SAC. That's something that they provide for us.
Every Neighborhood Partnership Saturday sports program, great. And Artie Padilla, the director, speaks so highly of the student athletes.
That's awesome.
Who come out. Yeah.
Yeah. And a few Saturdays ago, my teammates and I hadn't gone for a little while. So we went and we didn't realize it was the day when a local bike shop came and they fixed all these kids' bikes. And I'm telling you, there was like 25 kids there all lined up with either their chains were completely off. Everything was almost broken and they like walked away with a brand new bike, and these kids were, oh my gosh, it was like it was Christmas, and it was so awesome to touch those kids' lives. And then my team also work with the kindergarten class, and we try to do like every few weeks we will do like pen pals, so they'll write us like Valentine's cards and then we'll send it back and forth. We have a big Instagram page for Fresno State Lacrosse, and our coach, we all sent, when we were home for winter break, we took a video of us doing some type of stick trick.
Yeah.
So you're like flipping your stick around with a ball in it, and then you get to send it to someone else and it goes off screen, and so you send it to someone who's in New York and to Oregon, and super cool.
Fun.
So we actually did a video for the kids and we kind of introduced ourselves and said, this is my dorm room, whatever else. So the kids were super excited to see that video. And yeah, those are a few of my favorite events that we do.
And we want to give a shout out to that elementary school and that kindergarten class. What school are they at?
Saroyan Elementary School. And Little Heroes. Little Heroes is another event that we do. Yeah. So we partner with some of the kids, and I know some of the kids are from that elementary school.
So before we wrap up, I want to talk about just how this service experience impacts you. And Abby, you talked about it a little bit, and you know, this idea that you go into it knowing you're going to get a lot more out of it than probably you give. And I think that it's not that you don't want the kids, like you said, to get a lot out of this experience, but why is this so important to you as a person, as a student, as an athlete, as somebody who's going to go into a career in the future? Mm-hmm. What is it about service that's so important to you?
Well, and actually a little background, in high school, I did National Charity League and we volunteered with our mothers and we put in a ton of hours. And I actually made a focus with Down syndrome kids and I was their cross country coach. So every single day after school, I was their coach and I was running like, I can't even tell you how many miles I was like cheering and running beside these kids. And I think that really made a difference in my life. And I kind of knew that I wanted to continue that, and especially leaving to a whole different state. I was kind of nervous because I was like, I still want to make this a big point for me to make a difference in these kids' lives. So I've been lucky enough to have SAC and other types of programs that have helped me show my passion towards helping out kids and making a difference. And I don't know, I think every single day, like, we're working hard and we want to win and we're competitive. But I also think the other big part of being a student athlete is making a difference in someone's lives, whether it's a high school student, whether it's a parent, whether it's just a little kindergarten kid who's looking up to you because they want to eventually be a student athlete. I think that's super important.
No. Kaylin, how about you?
For me, you know, being a student athlete, sometimes it can just feel like a job, and it feels like, you know, that's what you're doing day in, day out, is just school and softball, school and lacrosse. But when you get to do these community service opportunities, you get to develop these relationships with people that you normally would never, ever interact with. And it's just, even though they're pretty short-lived, it's just so nice to be able to know that, you know, you are so much bigger than just a student athlete. You are able to have an impact on someone else's life and influence them positively and make them feel better about any situation. So for me, like, knowing that I can have a bigger impact on Fresno than just being, you know, a student athlete.
Yeah.
Solely.
Because,
like,
of who you are as, as a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Not because of your position at the university in one way or another.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. So Jordan, tell me, if somebody wanted more information about the way that student athletes are involved, if somebody wants to try and connect with some of these student athletes because of a service project, whatever it might be, or just information about Fresno State Athletics, how would they get more information?
They can always give me an email or a call. My email is pretty simple. It's jordant@mail.fresnostate.edu.
jordant@mail.fresnostate.edu.
Yes, sir. And then my phone number is 559-278-8170. So if they want to give me a call or email me, if they have an opportunity they need volunteers for, it's pretty simple. I just send a mass email out to all the student athletes and they get back to me. And we usually have a pretty good response rate. So feel free to reach out to me. And Holly Ellsburn, I should mention her name too. She's also going to be overseeing community service. She's one of our new staff members.
Okay.
I don't have her contact information in front of me, but she's also a good person to get in touch with.
Well, I really appreciate the work that you do with these student athletes and engaging them in service. It's really easy to just focus on just school and just athletics and forget that, like you said, Caitlin, you know, you got a life and a purpose outside of just competing and just going to classes. I've got great respect for what you young women do, both in terms of the training you do and trying to balance that with athletics, but certainly the work that you do in the community too. So thank you so much for that. It really does make me proud to support Fresno State Athletics. Again, not because you win or you lose or the way you compete, but because of the hard work that you put in. So thank you. Thanks again to all of our listeners for joining us this morning. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Also, like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We really love to hear from you. Facebook is a great platform to take your questions, hear your reactions to this show or any others. And if you have a story about a student athlete that's been involved in service in the community, please, we'd love for you to share it. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks, and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.